I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you're listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And I don't think either of us paid any attention to any National League football.
No. Or the FA Trophy.
The FA Trophy was exciting.
Not really.
Because Paul Mullin did score an absolute banger in the 91st.
For Wrexham.
And for 1 minute, I thought, I'm pleased for them.
It's a great goal.
I'm pleased for them. And because of our friends at Rob Ryan Red, the Wrexham podcast.
Rob Ryan Red, of course.
The podcast. I was pleased for them.
Yep.
In the same way, I was disappointed for Sutton United and Bruce and Tim Vine in the Papa John's Trophy. You weren't disappointed, were you, John?
I just thought that would have been a step too far. I was pleased for them this season, but I think a Wembley Trophy final win as well would have been a bit too much of a kick in the nads.
I think you sound
back
bitter.
Back in your box.
I think you sound bitter. How much do you think David Adjaboy is now worth? Who we said, when we went to see them 4 years ago or something, when 3 years ago, went, he's good. Someone should sign him. He's amazing. Someone should sign him.
He's still there.
He's still there. I can't believe he's still there. I reckon next season, Peterborough in League One.
Spend $500,000 on him.
Something like that. Something like Peterborough.
Three times,
like that.
Laying him out.
This is the National Obsession, yes. John, isn't it?
Not really been across
Come
the...
Come on now,
really
John.
What
a podcast,
honest,
John.
My main stress this week, I've been trying to get someone to build a unit in our living room.
Yeah.
I've been trying to...
Did you get anyone to do it?
Track down a carpenter.
Oh, a proper unit.
I asked Richard, but he mainly just does piano, he said. No.
He won't do it. Yeah, Richard, it is Richard. You got that right. So what is it you want doing, John? There might be someone who listens to one of the Foffs who could do
bespoke
it.
Bespoke little unit in an alcove next to our fireplace. Built-in one. You can't buy them.
What you want to do, John, is get someone to just put chipboard in there and you paint it. It looked good.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you find anyone?
Possibly. It's taken up a lot of time this week, though.
Well, you're in the fashionable southeast. You're going to have a southeast tax.
Southeast of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you, aren't you, really? Sort of.
Sort of, but more countryside. So you find, hello, mate, I'll come and do that for you. That's what you need.
I do need a man just to come in, yeah.
I see Pasty was Volunteer of the Year.
He was.
Of the Year. Volunteer of the Month.
It's not a talkie podcast.
Actually, John, it's a Vanarama Volunteer of the Month, not a talkie Volunteer of the Month. So, yes, it is a talkie podcast,
it's not
John.
Not a Vanarama podcast either.
Vanarama National
League.
You
get a lot of mentions, though.
Yeah, I know. It'd be good to get some sponsorship there, wouldn't it? The other thing that I noticed today, John, is you've upgraded your phone there.
Yeah.
Green one.
Green iPhone.
Bad.
Bad.
Green iPhone. What are you, Argyle? Who's this? Who am I doing a podcast with? Tommy Tynan.
I really like the colour, and he said this morning,
Argyle, is it?
It is. It's Gordon Sparks' phone of choice. What a shame.
Full Argyle.
I have to throw it away now.
Full Argyle. Can you name three Plymouth Argyle players? Go.
Current. Jeff Cott. Not Jeff Cott. Luke Jeff Cott, I think he's called.
Definitely an 80s midfielder. Jeff Cott.
Jeff Cott.
Hello, I'm Jeff Cott. I play midfield for Plymouth Argyle.
500 appearances. Kevin Hodges.
That doesn't count, John.
Why not?
He played for Torquay. He's a Torquay legend.
Brian McGlinchey.
This is cheating.
Craig Taylor. Just play
Name
ball.
Me a Plymouth Argyle player that has not played for Torquay United.
Oh, flip. Who's the keeper? Roman Larrieux.
Oh, yeah.
Keeper.
Let's not get onto Plymouth Argyle keepers because we might get into deep water. John, so an Argyle phone.
Argyle
did you not
phone.
Think? Did you not even think about
didn't
those things?
I just thought it's a nice colour, but then now you pointed out it's green.
What colour's mine?
Blue.
Blue, John. Which is the away kit, isn't it?
Damn it.
The away kit. My old phone used to be yellow. I can't believe that didn't even cross your mind.
Didn't think about it.
I can't see anything green.
My mind's been elsewhere this week. I've just been thinking about carpenters.
Yeah,
I've been watching
Carpenters.
The Beatles documentary. I've finally got my YouTube. How many times do you think we can, like, when the carpenter does come round, say,
you must be on top of the world.
Hanging around. Rainy
day.
Never heard of them.
Are there any days you can't do? Yep, rainy days and Mondays.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Anyone under 35 is not enjoying this content, John.
When the carpenter just black, what are you talking about?
What are you
I say
no.
goodbye, love. Yeah.
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
So that and the Beatles.
The Beatles
been my week. I finally got through episode one.
And didn't you find an outtake that you thought was setting you up for a bit here, John? And here's the bit. Didn't you find an outtake that you thought sounded eerily similar?
But it's quite,
the Champions DVD.
It's a bit much, the Beatles, and I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan.
Particularly of Paul McCartney.
But as we found with the Champions DVD,
it's quite frustrating. And
You can't have too much of something.
It needed someone to just take an edit to it. A lot of rehearsal footage, quite boring, quite dull,
you
procedural.
Can do, how many of the Beatles can you do impressions of, John?
Well, I can do a fairly decent Paul McCartney,
okay,
I think.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we've heard it before. That's very good.
A Ringo Starr, not bad.
Nice.
John Lennon's not brilliant.
Oh.
George Harrison, I never really knew what he sounded like.
Has anyone ever heard George Harrison speak?
Before I watched this, he just sounds like the others, you know.
Does he? I suppose they're all from the same place, aren't they?
Yeah, not bad.
And what was the... John?
Q? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
What was the familiar outtake? It's the frog game, isn't it?
Frog and it's bad frog. But what is it? Like, you can't have a frog. I don't know what it is.
It's good, John, do it.
Well, Josh, listen, you can't have a frog that's good and bad at the same time, you know. It just doesn't work like that.
What is it when
I
you
don't
do
understand.
when you do John Lennon, you start going, become like one of those people.
It's out of a bit. It's out of a bit higher. Listen, John. Listen,
that's
Paul.
Good.
Listen, Paul.
I
don't
like the face you do. If only people could see.
Look, the outtakes. It's a bad idea.
It's a good idea. It's unrehearsed.
Badly executed.
But you know what? People like to see the work process.
What I do like is Ringo Starr just sits around like he's won the lottery. You can't believe he's there.
Good drummer, though.
He just sits there going, this is great. Everybody else is going, I'm going to throttle you in a moment.
Was Ringo just going,
this is all great.
Was Ringo getting a quarter of all the royalties?
I hope so. He's a very good drummer.
He's a brilliant drummer.
He really comes across.
Ticket to Ride. He's great. That's not what I mean. Yeah.
That's the Carpenters Beatle crossover, though, isn't it?
That drum beat on that is fantastic, isn't it? Look, we're not here to talk about the Beatles.
Come on.
We're here to talk about National League football, John.
Yes.
We can find out about it together.
Yeah.
Let's find out what's coming up in the podcast.
Come on. On this week's edition of the podcast, we will find out what happened in the National League. We'll go on a journey. FA Trophy as well, which are we going to replatform it briefly?
I think it's replatformed because it's nearly the final.
And there's nothing else much to talk about. And the FA Vars as well.
Yeah, the Vars.
The Vars. The Tim Sills.
Vars.
Vars?
It's always said Vars. Going to get a Vos from Austin's.
That's a South African.
I don't know why he says Vos.
Get the Vos.
Born and bred and lived his whole life in Newton Abbot. Says Vos.
Vos.
Instead of vase or vase.
My mum says Lurry instead of Lorry.
Lurry?
Lurry. Mm-hmm. You see them Lurries coming
Kenny Vorsey, that's what my dad
calls. Vorsey,
Niche. It's got too niche. this podcast at the moment has become two men.
He played for Argyle.
Remembering
well.
Things about Torquay United.
He's got a green phone.
I bet he had. It's so Argyle, John.
I know.
You're going to have to put stickers on it or something.
Shame, isn't it?
This is a shame. Look how it's real Argyle green.
It is.
Ginsters, it says on it.
Pound.
Pound. Go right. On then. Yeah, what else?
I think Hurst might join us.
Yes, yeah, nice to hear
gloat,
from him.
Over how things are going at the moment.
I can't imagine what he's got to gloat about, though, because, you know, we've won the last couple and been going all right, so we'll see.
What else is going to happen? Oh, we're going to give a couple of people. I actually realised listening back to last week. A lot of like loose ends that we've never quite tied up.
Need to tie some loose ends up, see what's happening at a few
Babacan
places.
Model Village, like whatever happened with that. We were really angry for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then we just let it drop.
Just let that
it's
go.
Like the tea towels, John. It's like you haven't organised the tea towels.
I'm trying to deal, trying to get Richard Carpenter to build a unit in my house here. Whilst also watching
tea
Get
towels.
Back.
We must do the tea towels. Apologies to everyone who's expecting the tea towels by now. Although we lost an order, I think, because I was rude about somebody else that may have bought one.
Oh.
Online.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you later on. And I wonder if it's any letters or a...
We've got some letters as well, and I think we might ring Trowell.
Oh, let's give Trowell a ring, see, because we're coming up towards the end of the season.
It's getting to that time.
Lovely stuff.
It?
Let's look at the National League, John.
Let's
what happened Saturday? No Torquay United, of course, so
no
it's not a Torquay podcast.
No, absolutely not. Aldershot nil, Eastleigh 2.
Ooh.
Camp Barnett,
ooh,
the two
hello,
goal
dear.
Scorers for Eastleigh.
Hello, dear.
Brennan Camp and Tyrone Barnett.
There we are.
And a double goalkeeping injury. How about that
for
Aldershot? It's all gone to shit at Aldershot.
Oh, wow. I mean, they are probably just out of it. But you never know, John.
Six
the Kings
points.
Lynn and Aldershot play each other.
Kings Lynn f***ed it, though, unfortunately.
Oh,
they only drew at Dover. If they won that, they would have been down to four.
4 points. There we are. Still time. Yeah. Who have Kings Lynn got left? Give us that. Oh, no. Who have Aldershot got left?
Who Aldershot have got?
Who've Aldershot got left? Let's have a look at that.
They have got, let's have a look. Boreham Wood on Saturday. That's a defeat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeovil away.
Yeah, maybe. They've got a new manager by then.
Dagenham at home. Dagenham is...
pretty good. They'll really. Be all right. They'll lose that.
And then they've got Solihull away.
That's
a loss. That's a defeat.
Bromley away. Losing.
Defeat. Not
terrible running.
Home. Defeat.
Awful.
And they've also got Maidenhead. Could be anything.
Yeah.
Halifax away.
Last
Wilson
day of the season.
Home. Nice.
So... they might need to beat Wealdstone to stay in the league.
We gave Kings Lynn a chance. So.
Still in with a chance. If you'd only beaten Dover, but you know.
Needed to beat
there
Dover.
There we are. Right.
Barnet 2, Yeovil 2. So a Yeovil starting life without Darren Sarr with a draw.
Any word on the new manager for them, John? Have you heard anything on the... I know you work in the sports media.
Well,
you might have an inside track.
The word on the grapevine has been this takeover of Yeovil that has been sort of dragging on for maybe the best part of a year.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
As long as
that was one of the problems, wasn't it?
They want to bring in Mark Burcham.
Oh.
Possibly. Because I think
legend.
He's part of the takeover. He played for Yeovil. He might manage. He did a good job at Waterford. We know Birch.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
Nice guy. Knows his players.
Lovely bloke. I'm sure he'd do a good job. He did a great job at Waterford last season.
Full of positivity.
Came in and kept them up.
Knows the players, got good links with QPR, might nick all our players.
Maybe.
Could be fun. You never know.
You never know. That is...
That's the word on the street.
That is the only
breaking
bit
news.
Of info I have. Chester 1, Grimsley 4, did not see that coming.
Lloyd was absolutely thrilled. He missed the first two goals. He was late for the game.
Oh, dear.
Missed the first two goals and then was... absolutely beside himself the second half.
Yeah. So they've suddenly, they've picked up at the right time.
They
just
they
sort
look like they're
going to
be in the playoffs.
Themselves in the playoffs, which is good for them anyway. Dover won, Kings Lynn won. So
silly boys.
Missed opportunity there.
Silly
for
billies.
Kings Lynn, which is a bit of a shame. Dover suddenly picking up a little bit ever since they've been relegated. Halifax 2, Wildstone 0. Couple there for Billy Waters, who I think went past 20 goals for the season, I saw.
Why are you saying it out loud, John?
I know.
Why don't you just pretend?
What, pretend it didn't happen?
It just didn't happen. What, who? Never heard of him. What, some non-league striker? Why would I have heard of him?
No, not sure.
Couldn't score a penalty, could he?
No.
When required.
In the clutch situation, Sully Holmore's 3, Maidenhead 1. Our old mate Andrew Dallas amongst the goals
very
again.
Good. He's a good player, isn't he?
He is a good player. He scores goals.
Ah.
So Sully Holmore's are almost definitely in the playoffs now, so that's them confirmed that they're...
Do you know what? For Neil Ardley, I'd love it if he knocked down Notts County in the playoffs. Oh, imagine that.
They must be regretting getting rid of him, really. Southend 0, Notts County 3. Hat-trick for Ruben Rodriguez.
Yeah, that was a pretty big
result. I saw old Ian came out today and said that Carl Cameron's not going to be fit anytime soon, so he won't be
unless
playing.
Unless it's a big...
Bit of an Ian thing.
Bit of an Ian thing to say it before we play his talkie.
Yeah.
Got injured a lot for us, Kyle Cameron. Can't stay fit.
Yeah.
Obviously, something about the way he plays. Can't stay fit.
Something about the way he plays. That means his knees are totally buggered.
Wonder what... That's very good.
Off the head,
that's
off the top very of head, good
off the top of your head. I wonder what it is with Kyle Cameron. I wonder if it's sort of that... His ego weighs him down. Yes. Okay.
Maybe. Bournemouth 0, Woking 1.
Oh.
Which is on the telly. Kretschmar penalty. Kretsch. Gammy Knee at the moment has got COVID. So
Get well soon, Gammy Knee.
But he messaged me and said he was that bored and ill that he sat there watching Bournemouth Woking.
Got into it.
It was really dull, apparently.
Bournemouth are throwing it away, John.
Yeah.
They're throwing it away. They've got Dagenham at home or away this Saturday. And who wants to play them when you're struggling for form?
The thing
how
is
many
they have
games,
got
in
three
hand?
Games in hand?
I know, but we know all that goes.
It's not, they're not.
None of that's guaranteed.
You can say, oh, there's 9 points, but it's not guaranteed, is it?
You'd rather be Grimsby in their situation.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's a fight for that last spot, doesn't it? I'd say Sully Holmore's Chesterfield, probably Notts County are all.
Well, Notts County could blow it from here.
Well,
there's just not
do.
Enough people coming through. If we beat them Saturday. If we beat Notts County Saturday, which is a possibility, then, you know, and Grimsby win and Boreham Wood win, then Notts County are in back in the mud, back in the weeds.
It would be nice. It
would be very nice.
So that was your National League for Saturday.
That's it, is it? That was it, was it?
And the Fire Trophy.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
who was it?
Stockport.
Stockport 0, Wrexham 2 in the 91st and 93rd minute. Paul Mullin with both. If you haven't seen the goal... Do
Ooh,
just seek
goal.
It out. It's an absolute cracker for the last minute.
Congratulations
to them.
York wants a Wrexham Bromley final. So Wrexham, a bit of silverware for them
I
this
think
season.
So. I think so. Unless they're not playing it on grass. Unless they
promise
Wembley
this is
up,
true, yeah.
Make it 3G.
Absolutely.
There we are. That's it, is it, John?
Do you want to predict tonight's
games? Oh, let's predict tonight's games.
We
love doing that.
Scheduling error.
So many bloody games, isn't there?
You can't keep up,
in the National
can
League.
You?
I can't speak.
Right, so right. Tuesday night's games are... Dagenham, Boreham Wood.
Dagenham and Redbridge, I think, will win that.
I think Boreham Wood get back on the horse
with
a 1-0 win.
Okay.
Halifax, Sully Holmore's. Tough one.
That's a tough one to call, isn't it? 1-1.
2-2.
Okay.
I think draw, though. Kings Lynn, Bromley.
I'm going to say a 1-1.
So am I. 1-1.
Okay.
I fancy a Kings Lynn draw. Wildstone Maidenhead.
Who knows what the score of this could be?
God knows.
This could be 8-8. This could be 5-0. This could be 5-0 to Maidenhead. I'm going to say a 4-1 win for Maidenhead.
I'll say a 2-0 win for Maidenhead.
Okay, lovely.
And Wrexham Barnet. Could be anything.
5-1.
Ooh, I'll say.
Thrashing.
3-1.
Thrashing. They've found form. They've found goals. They are ticking. And they're on the march. They're on the challenge. I don't think they'll hunt Stockport down, but playing well, John.
Yeah.
There we are.
There
is that
go.
It?
That's Tuesday night's game.
This is
done.
The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession. Now we. Oh, what's that? Oh, okay. I didn't even know there's a phone in here. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Hello. Who's that, please?
Baker, is that you?
Who?
This is a Harris here.
Oh.
I slightly forgotten how to do it. It's a Harris. It's through the Harris. We're connected to the Harris. Hello.
Well, you rang in. I didn't even know there was a phone in here. Harris, you're breaking up. Are you still there? I mean, I don't want to talk to you, but are you still there?
No, I'm still here, Baker. You bastard. You wish that I disappeared.
Well, I wish I don't know if we've even got you on the. What do you want?
What I want is to have a laugh, Baker. At Gary Johnson's expense, I see from the weekend's results at Torquay that no win. They didn't even play. Too scared to play, Baker.
We didn't have a game. There's too many teams in the. There's an odd amount of teams in the league, and so we.
A likely bloody story. Too scared. Gary Johnson running scared. He knows this season's over. He said, we're not playing. I know the sort of dirty tricks he gets. No games.
He's very confident that it's not over and that we can get back into the playoff hunt.
The only word I have for Gary Johnson is chicken. Chicken.
I don't think he's scared of anything. He's never backed out of a.
I apologise for doing chicken noises here, as I am of course driving the hearse, but it was totally justified.
Yeah, that sounds disrespectful if you've got people in the hearse with you. How's the hearsing going?
The hearsing is going very well, Baker. Thanks for asking. It took a little bit of a drop off when the COVID cases went down, but now they're back up again. We're flying.
All right, so
business is going great, thank you.
Oh dear, that's not good news though, is it? Obviously.
It is for old Hurst. It is for old Hursty.
You ever thought of investing in the club, perhaps?
Invest in Torquay United?
Yes.
No bloody chance. The only reason I do it is to buy the club. Sack Gary Johnson on the spot.
You just seem
to fill it up again.
Do you secretly fancy Gary Johnson? Is this what it is? Have you read that book where you have to hate on people and neg them? It's called negging them, so they like you back. Is this what it is you're trying to do? Get his attention.
Gary Negson. No, it's not. I just still feel personally slighted by the sacking of Gary Harris. That's all.
Oh right, yeah, of course. I mean.
His campaign to get rid of Gary Harris.
Yeah, of course. I remember that was the backstory now. I couldn't remember what it was, but that's nice. Can I just ask what colour your phone is?
No, you may not. It's black.
Is it? Oh, of course. A respectful colour.
I've forgotten my black tooth headset and black phone.
I forgot about how respectful you are.
Yes. Totally respectful.
Okay, so look, Gary, he won the last two games, 3-0 and 4-0. And he just didn't have a game last week, and he's pretty confident going. So I don't know what your problem is with him at the moment.
Chicken. That's the only word I have. But Notts County, you can't run for Notts County on Saturday. You can't run for Ian Birchnell, and that'll be 7-0 Notts County. You mark my.
He's never lost to Ian Birchnell. He's never.
The signal's gone, I'm afraid, Baker. I can't. I'm losing.
Are you Birchnell in? Are you hoping that Birchnell turns up at Torquay United? Is this sort of thing you'd like to happen?
I need these young, promising young managers, you know, plucked from obscurity. But they're all of them better than that shyster Gary Johnson.
Oh, well, wait.
Past his sell-by date. Stale chicken.
Stale chicken. Is that how the person in the back of your car died? Okay, Hurst, that's it. I'm losing you now. That's it. Bye now. Cheerio.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. We dropped our campaign. We didn't drop it. Forgot about it, as we forget about many things. To get Torquay back at Wembley, at Babbican Model Village, they didn't answer our calls. They never called us back. We're going to give them a call again now, John, to pick it back up again, which is exciting. Is there a number anywhere, John? There it is. Telephone.
Phones, the traditional Devon welcome. Phone's usually not answered.
We do not answer the phone.
Don't try and call us.
Don't call.
We don't want your business, actually.
It is a good day out, John, I will say that. I like the great value. A pleasant years. Coffee shop. Not great, you know. The gift shop was bad. They could have had a better gift shop. 315-315. 315-211-611.
Thank you for calling Babbican Model Village.
That's all right, mate.
If you are planning a visit to us, please be aware our phones are often not covered and full details are available on our website.
Oh.
www.model-village.co.uk.
Okay.
For more information, please press 1. If you are running late for your booking, don't worry. As long as you are here before latest entry time, it is no problem.
Yeah, same.
For all sales and marketing inquiries, along with prize ticket requests, these are handled by email
only. I told you not to blame
email only.
At model-village.
We're going to have to email them, John.
If you wish to try and reach us by phone, please be aware that we cannot take arrival time bookings over the phone.
Okay, what can you
Our
do?
Phones are usually not covered, what and contacting us via email or social media.
Our phone
media
is in the bin.
We've got a phone, but we don't like
For
to use it.
For information, please press 1.
Nope.
To try and reach us,
yes.
Please press 2.
We'll go for 2. Try. Let's go. Come on. Baba, can we believe in you?
Can't promise anything.
I can't promise
just
anything.
Just try and reach us. But
here we go. Not ringing, John. Nothing.
Nothing happening.
Your call cannot be transferred.
I mean, it must be difficult.
Please try again later.
Cannot be transferred.
Thank you.
That's it. It's gone. Must be hard, though, John. Those tiny little phones.
I think we made that joke last time as well. Basically, the campaign
they can't find
absolutely
it.
No
what
phone.
It is, they can't find the phone. It's tiny. Someone's put it in one
we
of
them. We left it somewhere. It's in one of the models.
That one that's on fire. There we are.
We can't
look,
the
the pancake continues. The campaign continues. We'll send an email, mail@modelvillage.co.uk. Maybe we could all get
Maybe
in touch with them.
Maybe we just mail bomb them.
Everybody.
No, that's not
mail
really
bomb.
Bad.
Not mail bomb. Look, everybody listening, every FOF,
yes.
You can send an email, mail@model-village.co.uk, and ask for Talk United to put back at Wembley.
Yep.
Let's all do it. The campaign restarts here. Let's go. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Listening to the National Obsession. We're going to now try trial because obviously we've got the end of season coming up. We need to know what facilities they've got available. And we're going to give them a call now, John. How do we find them?
You can do order,
order
and collect.
Now. It's all
Make
very,
your order now
very modern at trial now, John. Baby changing, disabled toilets, gents toilets as well as ladies. EV charging. Come on then. Got any questions? They're trying to put us off calling there.
Yeah.
You see? Got HGV with food voucher.
All, stuff,
they? All sorts of stuff. Site contact details. Here we go. Landline. Martin Roundtree is the site manager.
Yeah. Can I speak to Martin Roundtree, please?
Oh, remember before it's gone through to somebody's mobile, isn't it? Let's go to trial services. Come on, let's go.
Hello. Thank you for calling Moto Services at trial.
Hello.
If you do know the 4-digit of the extension, then please enter it now. Otherwise, please listen carefully to the following options.
Mm-hmm.
To speak to our main offices, press 1. To speak to WH Smith's, press 2. To speak to Costa Coffee,
let's go to WH Smith's.
Press 3. To speak to Greg's,
oh, no.
Press 4.
Oh.
To speak to Marks and Spencer's,
oh.
Press 5.
Nope.
To speak to Burger King,
Burger King.
Press 6.
Nope.
To speak to the forecourts, press 7. To speak to our out-of-hours on-duty manager, press 8. Connecting.
Connecting to WH Smith, Trial Services, John.
Hello?
Oh, hello there. Is that WH Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, hello there. Yeah, just giving you a call, coming through very, very soon. Just wondering if you've got any of those big scarecrows.
We don't do them.
You don't do those?
Yeah, we used to. We don't do them anymore.
Oh, I like those big scarecrows. Have you got any of those animals that are like cushions that you
yes,
put?
Yes, we still got the hand warmers.
The hand warmers, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And anything else new coming up in that line at all?
It's not just the hand warmers and the blankets.
No, the blankets are nice. Any chance, any idea if you're going to be getting the big scarecrows back in?
No, we don't, because that is manager discretion, and our manager is not going to...
Don't like them. Don't like them.
No, she doesn't like them.
Okay. I think that's a mistake. Okay, I'll have to find, because we're coming through pretty soon. Okay, not to worry. I know that's not your fault.
At the moment, if it's... you need to set your card.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, you were... Sorry, I know you were... maybe they wanted to buy a scarecrow. No, maybe they're doing something else. Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Bye now. Bye.
Have a good evening.
And you, bye now. Very nice, John, weren't they? Very polite.
Why do you want a big... What's that, what did that have to do with our end of season? Do you want a big scarecrow?
I like the big scarecrows they sell in WHSmith.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's big. They sell big scarecrows. John.
Big scarecrow.
Crow, WHSmith. You could have a look. Have a look at it. Images. Go images. Oh, that's none of those.
She, I mean, they knew what you were talking about.
Service station scarecrow. See if you got that. So, can't believe you haven't been to enough scarecrows.
I don't know what you're on about.
There you go.
Why did they sell those? Why?
1999 in a twin pack, John. They've stopped selling them.
Get them off Amazon.
I know, but I wanted to, I wanted to get one from Trowell.
Local business.
I wanted to get one from Trowell and dress it up in a National League shirt, Navanarama bench jacket.
I wanted to ask if they had the non-league paper, but
that would have been good, wouldn't it, John and Smiths? I wasted my
completely
chance.
Wasted.
I threw away my shot.
Wanging on about scarecrows and cushions.
No updates from Trowell. Well, the update from Trowell is they've no longer got scarecrows.
Might affect attendance.
There we are. We'll let you know. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
We have a singular letter.
Feels like a Ray Charles week, but it's not.
Not quite.
Because it's one and one is fun. Let's go, John.
We have Alan Wills to thank.
Alan! How many letters from Alan have we had?
Oh, many.
Have we?
I think so.
What foff number is he, John?
I think he's a foff.
I'm not sure.
He must be a
foff. I think
he's
not sure he's a foff.
He sent in 1, 2, 3. This will be his foff.
Foff number. Does he say in it, John?
No.
Alan Wells, because we always do Alan Wells Sprinter. Alan, if you've not got a foff number, then we can only apologise.
And maybe he's not.
You are allowed to let us know.
I don't think he is.
Oh, yeah.
We may have overlooked him. I don't know.
It's a shame, isn't it?
I don't like to hand them out unless I'm sure. I haven't like been to, sure in chicken, a, in about like 6 months.
Chicken, you don't have any list with you, John, or anything.
A lot going on recently.
We all have. Been very busy, isn't it? There's a war on, John. Can you believe it?
I mean, I'm not directly
we're in the middle
involved.
We're in the middle of a pandemic and a war.
Yeah.
It's insane. And the lowest living standards since they started keeping records. It's an insane...
It's all fun, though, isn't
it? It's an insane time to live.
Yeah.
It's much better in, like, the 90s when we were in League 2 and League 1.
And there wasn't a war.
And there wasn't a war on, etc.
Plague.
Anyway, there we are. Right.
Alan.
Off we go.
He's still having a good time on the ice.
On
Alan
the
Wills.
Ice, Al.
I paid a visit to the O2 this week.
How nice.
To see one of my favourite bands, Royal Blood.
Ooh, they're good.
You familiar with Royal Blood? Unfortunately, it clashed with the England C debut of talkie players Armani Little and Ben Windsor.
Didn't miss
against
much.
Against Wales C at Carnarvon. Now, at one point last week, you were toying with going to all the way to Carnarvon.
Yeah, it was a 9-hour round trip.
Are you pleased he didn't?
I'm very pleased I didn't go, John.
4-0
especially
down.
Especially as I watched
it
on YouTube, and as I tweeted, it was dog shit.
I loved, there was a fantastic juxtaposition on our Twitter timeline. You know how Twitter shows things ever so slightly out of order for some reason?
What is that? Why
I don't
do
know
that?
Why the algorithm's all gone to buggery, isn't it? But it was a really lovely timeline of Ben Winter saying, let's go. And then the next one was you saying, absolute dog shit.
It was. No one covered themselves in glory. Not one National League player. Like the, I will say the Wales players looked a lot more up for it. There he is. The Nonley family.
Not great, was it?
Not great.
4-0.
And it was poor. It was poor. Just the
but you looked at the team and go, what talent in that team.
But you can't...
There are plenty of decent players.
You can't get them to play. But also, they don't want to get legs broken. They're all on...
It's a pointless exercise.
Anyway,
isn't it?
There they are.
I did read one of the coaches before the game saying, oh, it's great for all the lads. You know, they get an England shirt and that can take pride of place. Yeah, I'm sure it really will now.
4-0 down. And tell
so
us about the day.
So that was when we lost 4-0.
We'll just gloss over that.
I don't know. I can't remember what happened. Anyway, Alan says he took his seat early, this was at the O2, and settled down to watch the match with indecipherable Welsh commentary on his phone.
What an interesting idea.
So he
getting to the O2 early and watching the match.
And
yeah,
watched England see. Someone then sat next to me, and I started explaining to him about this non-league international extravaganza. It turned out he was a Southend United fan and knew all about it. Needed no explanation whatsoever.
On the ice.
I know that I was shat on by a linnet at King's Lynn a few weeks ago, but what chance would you give that two National League season ticket holders would be sat in adjacent seats in a room of 20,000 people? Who'd have thought? Anyway, he says, we reminisced about away days at King's Lynn, Dover and Altrincham. I wished Alec good luck against Notts County on Saturday. That didn't end so well for Alec.
No, poor Alec.
3-0. Anyway, and we'll probably meet up for a beer or two before the last game of the season.
Nice. Made a friend, Alan.
Okay, it shows us National Leaguers are everywhere. And I did tell him you should listen to the NatOps pod.
Alan,
good job.
Look, he's, I tell you what, Foff of the Year, Alan. An early contender.
Really, really good.
What a brilliant. That was brilliant. Look at that. You found a friend. You've discussed the National League just from watching that. So something good did come out of the
Sea League. The England Sea Game. You made a friend.
The Sea League? The England Sea Game. Made a friend. Alan, on the ice to you. One, I hope you enjoyed your concert. And thank you very much for sending us the letter.
Much appreciated.
One letter, John. If people want us to do letters, that'd be really nice. But they've got to send the letters in. We can't fake them.
We could start faking them, though, couldn't we?
And I don't want to do that. It's a lot
it's
of
an
work.
Idea, though, isn't
we,
it?
We struggle to even look at the results of the National League.
But hey, we've got 30-odd so minutes here. If faking... pretty, once it's been edited, pretty top-quality stuff.
If faking letters is coming into it, I mean, I can't see it happening.
Might leave the Beatles.
How do people... No, leave the Beatles bit in. How do people get in touch, John?
Nationalobsession@gmail.com on the old emails. Or NatOps Pod on Twitter. We always have a bit of fun on there.
If there's anything, it was a bit of a retrospective this week. If there's anything you'd like to us to bring back, let us know. We can see if anyone's available. That'd be good. NatOps Pod on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. Do leave us a 5-star review. That'd be marvellous. Rob Ryan Red, they did
Rob
that.
Ryan Red
thank you
that.
Very
thank
much.
Thank you very
for
much.
Doing that. Very nice.
Rob Ryan Red.
Of course.
We pay the compliments, really.
Should go on and
leave them a review and they're waiting.
You're very good at that. What would they be like doing the frog game? There's no time.
They've got a good frog and a bad frog.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.